It is the radio segment that just got butt implants on top of its butt implants.
Ooh.
Yeah, double booty. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Slovakia. Years ago, a woman named Eva Varga had a neighbor whose dog wouldn't stop barking. The dog would bark while she was asleep in the middle of the night and when she was having breakfast in the morning, also during lunchtime, no matter what time of day, the dog would just bark all day long.
Oh, stop, dog.
It got so infuriating that Eva decided to play this opera song at full volume to drown out the noise. Neighbors noticed immediately, and a few hours went by, then a day, then a week, and from morning to night, she would play this same song on repeat at full volume.
Wait, so what's worse now, the barking or the opera?
Or the combination of the two together?
Yeah.
Police were called numerous times, but she refused to open the door. Eventually, this went on for 16 straight years.
What?
Years?
16 years, she played this song.
Even the couple with the barking dog moved away. It didn't matter. She didn't stop playing the song. Finally, police arrested her while she was out shopping, and she's now facing charges of harassment and malicious persecution. She could face up to 3 years in jail if she's convicted.
Oh, my God.
One resident commented saying, "The whole street has suffered long enough, and even though the song isn't playing anymore, it will be in my head forever."
I'm sure.
She has the nicest neighbors not to have just broke into her house and destroyed her stereo.
That's true.
How did she not go crazy with that song playing for 16 years?
Maybe she's deaf, and that's why she never answered the door to begin with.
This next laser story is out of Germany. A 28-year-old man named Günther Schmidt called the cops last week while he was being chased by a wild animal.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
He told them he felt stalked and under threat, so they sent out a unit to help, and the animal was still chasing him when they got there.
Oh.
But he may have been able to handle it on his own, because it turns out the ferocious beast that Günther was worried about was a baby squirrel.
Baby?
Yeah, a baby squirrel.
Those things can be rabid, you know.
The police did their best to help anyway, so cops chased it for a little bit. Eventually, they were able to catch the little guy after it ran out of energy and lied down for a nap.
Yeah.
In the end, authorities think the baby squirrel was only chasing him because it got separated from its mother.
Aww.
And thought maybe Günther was its new mom.
Oh, Günther, now that's like sad. Like you're a bad person.
Yeah, accept its love, bro.
Right?
The squirrel is now being cared for by an animal rescue center. But as for the man, he's finally safe from that ferocious baby squirrel.
Yeah.
Good for him. This next laser story is out of Dana Point, California. 27-year-old Joshua Wilhoit was in Walmart the other day when he attempted to shoplift a bunch of stuff.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
People shoplift from there all the time.
Tossed it all in a bag and tried to walk out with it, but security grabbed the bag from him and he took off.
Wasn't a very clever shoplifting plan.
And he should have been long gone before the cops got there. But while police were still responding to the call, Joshua went back because he left his Bible behind. It's good to take your Bible with you when you go shoplifting,
you know? For sure.
It was in the bag with all the stuff that he tried to steal. And he did get the Bible back before he left again. When cops were showing up, they spotted him walking past the Panda Express nearby. And then they arrested him. And he's now facing charges, theft charges. One of the officers commented saying, "I'm glad he got his Bible back because it sounds like he still needs to read it."
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Europe. The United States is not the only one dealing with a public urination problem right now. Paris says that they have it bad. And in an attempt to fix the problem, Paris officials recently started installing sidewalk urinals all over the city to discourage men from peeing directly on the street. Or on the side of buildings.
Oh, yeah.
They're amazing. They have them in Amsterdam, and I went there on vacation one time.
Yeah.
It was the best. That was my highlight,
I
just got to go pee on the street.
They're
just like little dividers, and you go inside. You can go behind it, and it's got a little drain. You just pee right there, and then go on about your way.
That's
amazing.
Great. Out in the open.
God,
just screwing women over once again. Like, what do we got, all right?
The urinals are in very public places. They look like a normal McDonald's garbage can with big openings in the front so you can walk up, unzip, and then just have at it.
Whoa, that seems a little too free for me.
Yeah, that's a lot of urine everywhere.
Not everybody thinks they're a good idea, though. There's been an uproar from citizens who don't want to see guys peeing out in the open, especially since some of the urinals are in tourist spots. There's even one right in front of Notre Dame Cathedral.
Oh.
In response, city officials say they are helping. Plus, they recently started planting flower beds on top of them, so they're not so much of an eyesore. And they're constantly being watered. That's good, too.
There you go.
Regardless, there's still big square boxes full of pee that do occasionally leak on the ground. So is it a good idea or not? Well, according to a new survey, a lot of Americans say yes. 46% said that they'd support having them in their own city. 27% said it's a bad idea. And another 27% aren't really sure. And that also reminds me, I have a water bottle with pee in my back seat that I'd like to throw out.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you know, you're in traffic and you gotta pee. I do it all the time, but I did it yesterday and forgot to throw that out.
That
so.
Is so
after
gross.
Laser Stories is done, I'm running out of my car and get rid of that pee jar.
I hope that's sealed.
I bet
tight.
You're gonna forget and somebody's gonna get in the back seat of your car and be like, oh.
No.
This next Laser Story is out of the great state of Maine. Most of us have way too much salt in our diets. Because salt makes everything taste great.
Yeah.
But a new study found that you might be able to accomplish the same thing without all the salt by literally shocking your mouth while you eat.
That sounds really nice.
Researchers at the University of Maine created a set of chopsticks that deliver an electric pulse every time they touch your tongue.
Ouch.
And they found it enhanced the flavor of the food without any salt. They used chopsticks, but it would also work with forks, too. They were able to make foods taste salty, sour, and even bitter just by changing the frequency of the shock.
Whoa, so you can make anything taste good.
Yep, they say there's a lot more research that's needed, and it's not clear if there are any side effects, but it's possible that shocking your mouth after every bite of food could actually be good for you.
Sounds safe, too, like the dishwashing experience afterwards.
This next laser story is out of Job Headquarters. A new survey asked thousands of managers and workers all over the world, what's the toughest job? Here are the results according to the survey. Number 10, pilot. Mm. Number 9, trade jobs like plumber or construction worker.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, mining jobs.
Oof.
Number 7, parent. Number 6, farmer. Again, these are the top 10 hardest jobs according to managers and employees from all over the world.
Yeah.
Number 5, a teacher or childcare worker.
Wait, it's easier to be in a mine than to be a teacher.
Yeah. Number 4, social worker or psychologist.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I was thinking about that psychologist. Like, I've seen a lot of psychologists in my life. But every time I leave, I'm like, man, that dude probably has like 7 more people way more screwed up than I am. And he's got to sit there and listen to that all day long, every single day.
But maybe it just makes him feel sane by comparison.
Yeah, true. It could actually maybe be good. Number 3, doctor or nurse. Number 2, soldier. And the number 1 hardest job in the world is police officer or paramedic.
Yeah, salute to them.
Yeah, firefighters are like, hey, what about us?
Yeah,
our job's pretty hard too. I think, honestly, the hardest job in the world is this job right here.
Really?
Humping that shoe nonstop. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe and earning this very meager wage. Which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.